Angus Solomon, sighed Miss Lowry. Is that a penis you've drawn in your exercise book? Angus jumped, startled, and remembered where he was. Miss Lowry was standing next to his desk, staring down at the page. Other kids were sniggering. Angus felt his mouth go dry and his heart speed up. For a second, he thought about lying. He decided not to. No, miss, he admitted. It's a submarine. Miss Lowry nodded grimly. I thought as much, she said. Now stop wasting time and draw a penis like I asked you to. I'm sitting at the kitchen table, idly flipping through the Chicago Tribune, and watching Henry unpack the groceries. The brown paper bags stand evenly lined up on the counter, and Henry produces ketchup, chicken, Gouda cheese from them like a magician. I keep waiting for the rabbit and silk scarves. Instead, it's mushrooms, black beans, fettuccine, lettuce, a pineapple, skim milk, coffee, radishes, turnips, a rutabaga, oatmeal, butter, cottage cheese, rye bread, mayonnaise, eggs, raisins, deodorant, Granny Smith apples, half and half, bagels, shrimp, cream cheese, frosted mini wheats, marinara sauce, frozen orange juice, carrots, condoms, sweet potatoes. Condoms? It was a sunny July morning, and Robert and Claudine were sitting quietly at the breakfast table, until that was Robert spoke. My hay fever's flared up, he said. But Claudine continued to stare at her mug of coffee, so he went back to reading the weekend FT. Let's go to Kew Gardens, said Claudine a moment later. The day Quick turned 12, his father baked him a cake and wrote his name in icing and stuck 12 candles in it. And when the evening rush at the shop was over, the Lamb family came through from the counter to the kitchen to sit around the oval table and sing happy birthday. They'd just finished the singing and were into the three cheers when the cowbell rang up front and Oriole went to serve in the shop. She came back at a job. Lady wants a cake, Les. She's desperate. She'll give us a quid. It's too much. We haven't got one. Quick looked at the candles, still smoking. It's too much, said Lester. At 6:30, Wilbur heard the banging of a pail. Lurvy was standing outside in the rain, stirring up breakfast. Come on, pig, said Lurvy. Wilbur did not budge. Lurvy dumped the slops, scraped the pail, and walked away. He noticed that something was wrong with the pig. Wilbur didn't want food. He wanted love. He wanted a friend, someone who would play with him. He mentioned this to the goose, who was sitting quietly in a corner of the sheepfold. Will you come over and play with me? He asked.